This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Dear Lizzie and Dan, I'm curious about your advice that one is obligated to send a wedding gift if one is invited to a wedding. I'd never heard that particular piece of advice until I started listening to your show. Miss Manners' advice is the opposite of yours in this case, that a wedding invitation is not an invoice, but that one would likely participate in the convention of sending a gift if attending the wedding. Can you elaborate?
I think about changing this quote-unquote rule or tradition all the time. I wonder, how practical is it really to obligate people or to suggest, as the Emily Post Institute, that we are obligating people to send a gift, that they should send a gift, even if they send their regrets to a wedding invitation, even if they don't attend. I think we live in a world where, you know, we aren't quite trying to set people up the same way we used to, where people are getting many more weddings to go to per year than they ever used to, that this might be an unrealistic tradition to keep on the books, basically. It's really something we think about, but I hear what Miss Manners says about invoicing. I don't like the idea that it's a must-do in that regard. I don't think that that invitation is like a receipt for then getting a gift back, and I really don't like it when people treat it that way, especially if the bride and groom are treating it that way. That's just wrong, and I think the way it's set up can create that feeling very, very easily. We like to really encourage folks that if you are not attending the wedding, that that gift can be a very small, almost, I don't want to say souvenir, we often say token gift, but something that simply commemorates this. I still come down on the sappy sweet idea that if someone is close enough to you to be sending you an invitation to one of the biggest moments in their life, that that should be honored, that you would want to honor that with a gift. And maybe we change the language eventually to say that, you know, it really isn't a must-do, but it's something that you would think you would want to honor it, and it's a really kind and wonderful gesture to honor it with a small gift or something like that. Maybe that would help take the pressure off. Maybe it wouldn't feel like an obligation.
I like the place where you're starting to get where you're thinking about the way these rules of etiquette function big picture, and whether it's the feeling that obligation to send a gift, or whether it's
feeling that inspiration to send a gift.
And I think that so often it's the case that when we approach etiquette or these conventions, these social conventions as opportunities, they start to work really well.
Yes.
And as you say, when you receive that wedding invitation and the first thought that comes to your mind is, isn't this sweet? Isn't this remarkable?
Isn't this wonderful? Lovely?
Yeah. And they want me to be a part of it, that's the place where that gift-giving inspiration is supposed to come from, not from a, well, I heard somewhere that I'm supposed to reply to this wedding invitation with a gift. And I don't think it should feel like a rule. I don't think it should feel like an invoice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Manners, for
I
your
love
lovely
the way she put
turn
that.
Of phrase, your little sort of sarcastic wit. I appreciate it. That wit is also tempered with the idea that there is a larger social expectation that you're probably going to participate in.
I even read that as a larger individual generosity, that likely you're going to want to send something. You know, I love that.
We've quoted Miss Manners. Let's finish by quoting Emily Post.
Go for it, man.
Who said, etiquette is not some rigid code of manners. It's simply how people's lives touch one another. And I think any time it starts to feel rule-y, remind yourself that that wasn't Emily Post's intent in 1922, that she was really trying to describe a social code that facilitated considerate, respectful, honest and kind interactions between people. And that's the spirit that we want to approach any of these concepts with. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.